Let's think what we have on our agenda. We have the sugya of Essay Dochalosa set, which we began last week.
Yes.
So you want to make some progress on that. And then also, we were moving inside the sugya here. Let's see if we open up to Daf. I think it's Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Let's just very quickly see what we have here. Oh, I think even before that, just give me a second to get oriented here. Oh, we have to do at some point the sugya of Chayvei Misos Shogigim, and that's here on Daf Lamed Dalet. So let's see if we could find a good place to start this sugya. Let's just see something. Okay, so we can start, I think, on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph with Rabba Omar, which is the last line on the Amud. Mm-hmm. Now, the Gemara earlier had a brisa in which Rav Meir was quoted as saying that if a ganav would be tovech or he'd be mocher, well, let's talk about tovech. He'd be tovech the shor haganuv on Shabbos itself, right? Or he would shecht a cow for the sake of avodas kochavim, a stolen cow. So the way the Gemara understood Rabbi Meir was that if he sent a shliach to do the actual tvicha on his behalf, he would in that case be chayav dal vehei. Why? Because the shliach is chayav misa for violating, let's say, Shabbos or avodas kochavim. However, as far as the tvicha is concerned, we hold yesh shlichus l'tvicha. There is shlichus, which Gemara derives from various psukim. And therefore the Mishalech, who's the ganav in this case, would pay Dalet Vehei. That's what we have until this point of Rabba or Rova, depending on the Girsa. We'll operate with the Girsa as we have it of Rabba. Rabba Omar, now let's keep in mind that what's pressing us to assume that the Tvicha was done by Shliach. If it was done by he himself, then would he be chayv both Misa and Mamon? What about the principle of Kim Leib de Rab Mine? Now, again, Rabbi Meir, in fact, holds a loka umishan, but we're talking about Misa now. With regard to Misa, if our premise is that even Rabbi Meir would agree that you don't pay Mamon if you're going to be put to death, so how can he be paying Dalet Vehei for Toveach? So Rabba Amar Li Olam B'Toveach Al Yidei Atzmo. Then in fact he shechted the animal himself, the ganav himself. V'Rabbi Meir Loke U'Mishalim. We're on the top now of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Meir Loke U'Mishalim Islei. Mesum Shalim Lislei. So in other words, the Gemara is still insisting that Rabbi Meir accepts the principle of Kim Lev the Rabbin in a case of Misa. Vishani Hani, so now we have to figure out why is this case of Tovech B'Shabbos or Avodah Zarah different. In every case of Chiyuv Mamon, we're going to insist that the Chiyuv Misa knocks off the Chiyuv Mamon, but these two cases of Tovech and Avodah Zarah exceptions to the rule. And why is that? The chidush shechid shetar b'knas afal gav the miktal mishalim. That when it comes to a chiv mamon is knocked off by a chiv misa. But if it's a chiv knas, for example, the case of dalet vehei, that's not a logical payment because it's not compensation. It's based on exeris hamelech. And in such a case, Rabbi Meir holds that the Torah is adding knas on top of any other punishment. For example, in this case, he's going to be chayv misa. But nevertheless, he still will have to pay the knas of dal vehet, because when it comes to knas, we don't apply the principle of ein adam meis u'mishalim. On the contrary, adam meis u'mishalim.
Only when it comes to knas.
So knas, according to Rabba's understanding of Rav Meir, is the only exception to the rule of kimlei b'derabba mine.
Knas is not looked at like mama.
Correct, and it's another punishment. Like the Torah is adding another punishment. It's exeris hamelech. Now, later on, the Gemara, I hope we'll get to it today, is going to ask the following kasha. The Mishnah says that Baal Bito doesn't pay knas. Now, Baal Bito is a case of a chiyuv misa. And according to this formulation, Rabbi Meir, he should be paying the knas as well, because when it comes to a chiyuv knas, we don't have kimlei b'derabba mine. So at this point in the Gemara, keep in mind, and we'll come back to the Mishnah later, the Gemara doesn't have a resolution to reconcile the Mishnah of Baal Bito with the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Because if Rabbi Meir's Shita is that in case of knas, we do impose a chiyuv knas despite the chiyuv misa, so it's, you know, it's piggybacked on top of the chiyuv misa, then why in the case of Baal Bito is he potter from knas? The Azda Rabba L'tame, in other words, the words of Rabba here that there's a chiyuv knas even in a case of a chiyuv misa, and we suspend the principle of kimlei b'derabba mine, is consistent with Rabba's statement elsewhere. The Omar Rabba. Now, if you take a look in the Mesoras HaShas, oh, he doesn't tell you Baba Kama. Okay, so we'll fill it in ourselves here. Anyway, this is a statement of Rabba and Baba Kama. Haya Gidi Gonavlo. So he stole this Gidi before Shabbos. Utvacho b'Shabbos. So as far as the Karen is concerned, or Karen and Kefil, that he's chayav for the weekday's theft. But as far as the Shechita is concerned, which normally would add a chiyuv of Arba v'chamisha, so the question is, do we apply the principle of kimlei b'derabba mine? So Rava says chayv, he's going to have to pay the dal vehe. Mm-hmm. We're not going to apply kimlei b'derabba mine. Shekvar nischayv b'gneva kodem sheyovo lidei isur Shabbos.
That's the only reason.
But again, this is a technical reason. Let me explain to you what I mean by a technical reason. The halacha says that im ein gneva ein tvicha mechira, which really means the following: if you're not chayv keren, then you don't pay dalad vehe. Dalad vehe can never exist as a separate independent entity. It's always an extension of the chiyuv keren. So imagine if he had stolen this object or this animal, let's say, on Shabbos itself through an act of tvicha, he would not be chayv keren. Why? Because of kimlei b'derabba mine. Correct? He's chayv misa. And a chiyuv misa, even according to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi accepts that, would knock off a chiyuv mama. And then the Karen is called mama. Is memela, even though the balance, which means the dalvei is knas, and with regard to knas, if we accept the sheet of Rabbi and Rabbi Meir, you would be chayv. But here you can't be chayv for a technical reason, because if enkan, Imenkan gneva, which means if there's no Karen, is tvicha mechirenkan, there's no dalat vehe. Therefore, the Gemara wants to obviate that problem by saying that he stole the animal on Friday. Once he steals the animal on Friday, then he's chayav Karen. Once he's chayav Karen, he now could be chayav additional payments. For example, if he shechts the animal, even though he shechted the animal on Shabbos, and he's chayav Misa, but nevertheless, he's not going to be potter from dalat vehe, because when it comes to knas, is chidishu shechidsha Torah b'knas is afagav the miktal v'shal. However, gadav v'torach v'shabbos, if everything was done on Shabbos itself, like let's say for example, he took a gedi and he dragged it from the rishus of the Bailam out to rishus of Rabim, which means that he violated Meleches Hotzah, Potur, he doesn't pay for the Gedi, and he doesn't even pay for the Knas when he shechts it.
That's why it's a Gedi and not a different, bigger animal.
Right, excellent. Yeah, so he drags it. Shem ein gneva ein tvichu mechiru. There's no such thing as a chiyuv dal vehe without a chiyuv keren. And here he's not chai for the keren because he was chai for hotzah at the moment that he stole the animal. Now the Gemara wants to create a parallel from Rabbah to the din of Bava Machteres. Yom Rabbah ha'yigidi ganavlo. Once again, he goes into the base bialim and he steals a gedi, and then he hides the gedi under his wings, you know, under his arms, and then he carries it out of the base bialim, and he's no longer in the machteres. So
he shechted it there.
So let's see where he shechted it. But what I'm just trying to sort of as a preview, as an introduction to what's coming down the line, is that what we have to analyze here is what action took place in the Machteres and what action did not take place in the Machteres. Because, as you know, Machteres is like a Kimlev Duram in Eishim, Eishim Mitchai B'Nafsha. So what's going to happen here is Hayah Gdi Gonavlo, meaning Shalom B'Machteres. Now, what does that mean? Gedi ganavlo shelo b'machteres. Let's say he was invited into his friend's house and he starts grabbing things and hiding them for the purpose of gneva. That's not called machteres. Machteres is when you break into someone's house. Okay. Now, what happens? Again, this is a little bit unclear to me in terms of the actual scenario. Maybe you'll have a footnote on this, you'll tell me. But when he's up to the state of Tvicha, he's back in the Machteres. So let's say now he leaves the Rishus of the Bailim and he goes back into the Rishus of the Bailim, but this time on round number two he breaks in, he digs into the Rishus of the Bailim. Or for example, maybe on his way out with the Gedi, he plows his way out. In other words, he was invited into the house, so he didn't have to dig in, you know, underground in a tunnel in order to get hold of the Gedi. But now, you know, the cameras are looking at him. So in order to get out of the Rishus Bailim and now take it out into his own Rishus eventually, he has to dig into the Machteres. While he's in the Machteres, strangely enough, he shechts the animal. Now you and I would have said that since he shechted the animal in the Machteres, we would say kimle b'derabmine, erasim ischai b'nafsha. But the answer is we're talking about dalvei. Now, dalvei is a knas, and chidushu shekid shetar b'knas afilu b'miktal mishali. But now you'll ask me, but what about the keren itself? Is he chai for the keren? And the answer is that the stealing of the keren was not done by machteres. So at that point, there was a total, absolute chiyuv to pay keren. And he's going to pay the knas, even though he shechted it b'machteres, he's mischayv. Nashkan mischayv koshel, then fine. But God of etovach b'machteres, now, even with regard to the original kneva, which is a chiv mamon, we have a situation of machteres, and machteres now is going to exempt him from any payment of a chiv mamon, is patur, shem ein kneva, ein tvicha mechira. If he's not chayv for the keren, then he cannot be chayv dal vehe for tvicha u'mechir. So again, even though knas normally would be outside of the purview of kimle b'deramine, and despite the chiyuv bisa, you would have to pay for the knas, here's the exception where the keren itself, which is mamon, coincided with the chiyuv misa because he stole it when he was in the machteres. That's the sefer. Now the Gemara wants to know, why do we need two dinim? In other words, we already have the first case, which was the case of Gedi Ganuvlo, and then he shechts it on Shabbos. The second case is Gedi Ganuvlo, and he shechts it b'machteres. Says Gemara Tzrich, we need both. The Iyashmin and Shabbos. If we only knew the case of Shabbos, where he stole it on Thursday or Friday and then he shechted it on Shabbos, we would not be able to derive any conclusions about someone who shechted it in the Machteres. We would have thought that only in the case of Shabbos is he chayv misa, and therefore he's potter from tashlum. Why? So the answer is mishum de isura isur ola. Now the Gemara is comparing two criminal acts, and one is the criminal act of Shabbos, and the other is bava machteres. And if we compare the two, Shabbos has a chumrah in that it's an Isur Olam, meaning every week, weekend and went out, there's an Isur Shabbos.
Whenever the Eidim would come and say that he did this on Shabbos, he'd be Chayav Misa.
Correct, he's Chayav Misa for filing the Shabbos.
Once he got away with it, he's done.
But Machteres is temporary. I think that's what the Gemara means. It's only temporary.
Yeah.
It's what the Gemara calls it Isur Shahu. So the Chayav Machteres is only during that moment that he's in the Machteres. Afterwards, there's no Chayav Misa. If the Baal Bais would kill him afterwards, the Baal Bais would be Chayav Misa as a Rotzeach. Is I might think that in the case of Shabbos, he's going to be potter from Tashlumen.
Because he's her own.
Why? Just one second, I just want to make sure I got the right case. Tavach b'Shabbos. Give me a second, I'm sorry to clear my brain here. Tomach b'Shabbos is the case where he's a second. Tomach b'Shabbos. We're back in Tomach b'Shabbos and don't know what I'm talking about. In some Shabbat b'Shabbos, excuse me, sir. There's the severity of Shabbos patters him from Mammon. Therefore, Lo Aminan Chiyuv Misa Poter Mi Mammon. Wait a minute, the Gemara. Sorry, I got a little sidetracking because the Gemara seems to be oblivious to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if he breaks Kalim while he's in the Machteres, then he doesn't pay. So what's the Havmina here? So again, I just want to make sure that we're on the right page here. Rava had a Reisha and a Seifa. The Reisha was where he stole it before Shabbos and he shechted it on Shabbos. And the Seifa was where he shechted it and stole it at the same moment on Shabbos itself. Then we have the second statement of Rava, also broken up into two parts, and the sefer would be Gona v'tolach machteres. And in that case, Rava says he's potter, which exactly parallels what he said before about Gona v'tolach for Shabbos. But now the Gemara is suggesting a Tzrifus HaHavamina that in the case of Gonav HaTavach B'Shabbos, that's where the Chiyuv Shabbos is going to knock off the Chiyuv Mammon. And if there's no Keren and there's no Dal Vehei, but in the case of Machteres, which is only an Isur Shah, they're low, emol low. So what's emol low? We would not say in this Havamina that the Chiyuv Misa patters him up from Mammon. Only a Chiyuv Misa's Bezdin, which would be incurred every single time he violates the Shabbos. So for that violation, he's Chayav Misa. And that's an Isur Olam. That's always going to be the case. But in the case of Machteres, then what we're talking about is an Isur Shah, which means that the same violation, but a minute later, if he's outside the Machteres or before he gets into the Machteres, even though again he's trying to loot his friend, but he's not technically in Machteres, he's not Chayav Misa.
Yeah.
And if Rava had only told us the case of Shabbos, we would not be able to derive the conclusion that in the case of Tvicha, in the case of Machteres, likewise, if he's outside of the Machteres, he's potter from Tash. If he's inside the Machteres, he's potter. I would not know that if he's inside the Machteres, that he's potter from Tashlum. Just one second. I have here a note. I just want to see if it's relevant to us. Hatam shadafka b'chiyuv Shabbos potter mimama mishum shishabbos kamura kevin sheisura iser olam. But now he offers a second possibility. He says, "Atam kevan sha iser iser olam harev domele quote in ye ason masha enkein b'machteres kevan sha liachas she yotza I efshar lahargo is ein hu domele im ye ason." So again, the im yeh ason, which is the source for kimle v'rabinator patio from Mammon, is addressing a case of an iser olam. But in the case of machteres, as soon as he leaves the machteres, you're not allowed to kill him. That's not similar to im yeh ason, which means im yeh ason that he has to be put to death. Period. That's not so in the case of Achteros. Now the Gemara is going to make the Tzrichusa in the other direction. The Iyashminim Achteros, if we would only know the case, if Rabbi had only told us the case where he's potter from Tashlumin in the case of Tavachum Mochar b'Achteros, there's a Chumra in Machteres that doesn't apply to any other Chiyuv Miso. Mishum de Machteraso, Machtarto, Zui, Hasra also. He doesn't need a Hasra. No Hasra in the case of Machteres. Just like in the case of Rodef, there's no Hasra. Is aim I might think low. We don't say that the Chiyuv Miso. Oh, Amol b'Shabbos, the Baya Asra is Amol Lo. We're not going to say that the Chiyuv Misa is going to patter him up from Mammon, because Shabbos is relative to Machteres' Kal, because Shabbos requires Asra, whereas Machteres doesn't require Asra. It's Tzricha. So we need both the cases of Machteres and the case of Shabbos. So it's interesting when you think about comparing Machteres to Shabbos. On the one hand, Machteres is cooler because it's only an Issur Shah, but on the other hand, it has a tremendous chumah that you don't need a Hasra in order to punish him. Okay. Now we get into more Perek HaShoel in Yonin. But the Gemara is going to quote Rav Papa as a parallel to Rava. Amar Rav Papa Hoysa Para Gnuvalo. So this is before Shabbos. Utvacha b'Shabbos Chayev. Right, because we're going now with the principle of Rava that Chidush Shechid Shetor B'Knas Afagav de Mishalim Afagav de Miktal Mishalim. This is all because he incurred a Chiyuv Keren on Erev Shabbos. However, Haisa Para She'ulalo, now it's interesting, until now we talk about Gneva, now we're talking about She'ulalo, so he borrowed the cow, Utfacha B'Shabbos Potter, because now his Gneva took place simultaneous with his Tvicha, which is all on Shabbos. Why? Because up until his Tvicha, he was a Shomer. And a parasha ula is considered always Birshus Baila, so there's no gneva here, as long as it's still alive and breathing. So at the moment that he shechted the animal, not only did he violate an Issur Shabbos, that's one thing, but he stole it from the Bailin. Kevan shechiv misa v'tashluv v'boim ki echad potum v'tashluv v'mishum knas. So let's understand this. He's saying the following: that if the tvicha took place on Shabbos, and that tvicha was the gneva itself, there was no pre-Shabbos gneva. So as far as the status of the par is concerned, up until the moment of tvicha, it's Birshus Bailim, right? That's what we call Yad Shomer Yad Bailim. So when does he both steal and violate Shabbos? At the moment of Tficha. And if the moment of Tficha is a moment in which the Chiyuv Mamon and the Chiyuv Misa coincide, then we apply the principle of Kimlei B'Dramine. That's pretty good. Even your last week, what about the Dal Vehe? And the answer is going to be Enkan Gneva, Enkan Tficha Mechir. Now, I'm wondering here, he quotes a Ritva. Ritva apparently omits a Girsa. We don't even have the Girsa to omit it, in which it says, Im Einkan Gneva, Einkan Tvicha, Einkan Mechira. And the Ritva says that those words have to be omitted, because we're not dealing with Dalet Vehe over here. What does he mean? Kevan sheshoel shaharges abehema sheshol enam chayv kefel or arba v'chamisha. Ah, the only way you can be chayv arba v'chamisha is if you steal it first. But here he didn't steal it. He was a shoel on it. And the only time he could be chayv would be...
Oh, I see.
She'enu chayv kefal arba v'chamisha.
It has to be two times. It has to be one time of Geneva and then one time of Ticho Mechira.
Because if he just shechts it once, so he's not chayv kefal. You know, he's chayv as a shoel. You know, he hasn't yet taken on a new identity of a Ghana. He's chayv b'toras shoel, because if he can't return it, he's chayv b'toras shoel. And he's not a Ghana now. Amalei Rav Acha Berei de Rav L'Rav Ashi Rav Papa Para Asal Ashmi Inon. What does Rav Papa add that we didn't know from Rava? Is he just telling me a story about a Para? Until now we're dealing with a Gedi, and now instead of a Gedi it's a Para? Certainly the same Allah that applies to a Para should apply to a Gedi. Amalei. So Rav Ashi returns, you know, turns back to Rav Acha with an answer. He says, Rav Papa she'ula asal ashmi'ina. Rav Papa wants to give me a chiddush in the din of Toveach Parah she'ula. Right? Because he shechted a cow that he had already borrowed. And why is he potter from the Dmei Parah? Because he violates the Shabbos. Right? This is the sefer of Rav Papa. Now, what's the big chiddush here? Salka daitka. I mean, I would have thought, if not for Rav Papa, ho'il v'yomer Rav Papa, a different statement of Rav Papa in Masechta Bava Metzia. Mishas Meshicha hu dischayv le b'mizonos is hachanami mishas she'ela is chayv b'mizonos. Yeah. Well, let's go over this one more time. What we're trying to construct here is a Havavina, where in the case of Sha'ula, there would be a different din. Let's see how the din would change in the case of a Toveach Parah Sha'ula b'Shabbos. So he shechts a Parah Sha'ula on Shabbos, and if he doesn't have to pay damages, he doesn't have to compensate the owner of the Parah for the loss of the Parah. And what's the chiddush? There's another statement of Rav Papa in Masechta Bava Metzia that Meshicha is a critical moment in She'ela. And at that moment, the Shoel becomes Chayev in Mizonos.
Mizonos, in other words, to feed the animal.
Right, he has to shell out from his pocket to feed the animal, and this is derived from a Kal V'chomer with Lo Sachsam Shor B'Disha. If we assume that Shas Mechshicha B'Nuschai B'Zonos Hochenami B'Shas She'el Eschai B'On Seha. Again, at the moment of She'ela, which was on Erev Shabbos, right? He only shechted it on Shabbos, but the She'ela itself took place on Erev Shabbos. And that Meshicha of a Shoel generates a chiyuv onsim. He's going to be chai for onsim in event that he cannot return the parah to its rightful owner. Now comes the lamafreya part of this sugya. If we're going to assume that Mishas Meshicha deschayv b'mzonosel, and that took place when? On Erev Shabbos, I use the term Erev Shabbos, you know what I mean. It's Hachanami, is Mishas She'ilis Chayiv Be'onseho, to the same extent that Meshicha generates a Chiyuv Mizonos, it generates a Chiyuv Onsim, and that took place before Shabbos. So now, let's say the Para, as a result of some unforeseen circumstance, Nensa, then the chiv to pay for that onus was chal, was already clinched to mafreya at the time of the she'ela. So the chiv keren was before Shabbos. Now what happens when he shechts it on Shabbos? Yischayev b'tashlumim mishum shechiv ha'misa enu bo yachad im chiv ha'tashlumim al ha'pora.
Onus is not a payment.
Do you want to already differentiate between mizonos and onsim?
It's not a punishment.
Right, but I think what the Gemara is emphasizing here is meshicha. What does meshicha mean? You and I could have said that meshicha only generates a chiyuv achrayus, but yeah. The Gemara wants to say no. It's mechayev tashlumin until the point that I return the object to you. I'm chayev tashlumin
if something happens, but mizonos is not tashlumin.
No, but I'm just saying, what the Gemara is making a jump here, an analogy. Just like Meshicha generates a Chiyuv Mizonos,
yes.
And that Chiyuv Mizonos is Chal from the time of the Meshicha,
right.
We'll see exactly the significance of that. So too, the Meshicha can generate a Chiyuv Onsin.
For sure.
And that means that he's not Chai for Onsin for the Ones, which actually took place on Shabbos in this case, when the animal was shechted. But he was already chayv at the time of the Meshicha on Erev Shabbos. This is the Havamina of the Gemara.
We're calling the in the Havamina, we're calling the Shechita an onus?
Well, what we mean by onus is it means the impossibility of returning the object.
Well, I mean, it's a shlichus yad.
What do you say?
It's a shlichus yad. It's not an onus.
Right, well, it's like the word onus here, I think in this context, means
just a chiyuv on the shmirah.
Right, tashlumin as an all-inclusive, absolute chiyuv tashlumin. With Meshicha, the Shoel commits himself in an absolute way under any circumstances to replace the object in event that it's lost.
Yes.
So that means even if it's lost by onus, which is no fault of his own.
Right.
Okay, so now let's take it back to our case. We said that he shechted it on Shabbos, correct?
Right.
And he's not going to be chayv dal vehei. So it makes sense that he wouldn't be chayv dal vehei if the moment that generates that chiyuv is the moment of Shabbos. Then you have simultaneity between the chiyuv misa of violating the Shabbos and the chiyuv momon. But if the chiyuv momon was already clinched way back at the time of the Meshicha, which was on Erev Shabbos, then the Tficha would generate a Chiyuv now I'm not sure if he's talking about, is he talking about Dal? Let's say he's, just one second, this is the Havamina, if we did not have Rav Papa. So we only had Rava. And he shechted it on Shabbos. So Rava's case was that he stole a gdi. And if Ganav v'tovach b'Shabbos, then we say Chiyuv Shabbos and Chiyuv Gneiva bo basachas. That's called Gona V'tova B'Shabbos. In Gneiva, So we're saying that why is he potter for Gneva? Well, that's in the case of Machteris, but if it was a case of a Gana V'Tavach for Shabbos, yeah, because Gana V'Tavach for Shabbos, V'Machteris, right, we're not talking about a case of She'ela. So nothing happened on Erev Shabbos. The whole story from beginning to end took place on Shabbos. And we said that he incurred a fee of Hotzah for Melechus Shabbos. And now he shechts it. One second. One of the Tavach B'machteres. Otter. Otter, Shem Einkan. This is all the halam, correct? So we're saying that what if we only had the case of para? No, I'm sorry. If we only had the case of rabba in the case of a stolen cow, so then a papa paralas me fine. That was the most amalei. A papa sheulas that one. Salket that. I mean, I would have said hold the amar of papa. Mishas neshivus chayvin hochenami. Mishas sheilo is chayv ba'on seho. So the whole chiv to pay for the cow is a mafreya from the moment of she'ela. So there already was a chiv keren through this mafreya already before Shabbos. Now he shechts it on Shabbos, and he's already
chayv now as keren and the dalet v'hei.
So he should be chayv tashlumin for the chiv misa.
The keren.
Why? Because it's
because it already went back to Mafreya. Meyachra.
She'ela is chayv be'onseo. So nentzach poro, and therefore the Mafreya he was chayv from the time of the she'ela. That's only keren. So the keren emerges even before Shabbos. Now he shefts it on Shabbos, and if he shefts it on Shabbos, Then what? Then the chiv tashlumin on the paro was already clinched on Erev Shabbos. So there's no way that the chiv misa for shechting it on Shabbos could exempt him from a chiv mamon, which was chal on Erev Shabbos, which emerges on Erev Shabbos. That we wouldn't have known to make that distinction between a chiyuv of mezonos and a chiyuv of tashlumei onsim, and therefore even in the case of onus, the chiyuv was clinched at the time of she'el. Therefore when he incurs the chiyuv misa by shechting on Shabbos, that doesn't in any way impact on the chiyuv mom. So that's a very strong havamina. Oh, so what's the kamashmon? So a pop wants to tell him no, that the she'el, right, does not have to pay any money as long as the parah is alive and well. Right, he replaces the parah, and he says, "Here's your parah." So when is he chayav for gzela? That's only at the moment that he shechts the animal. So if he shechts it on Shabbos, it's going to pater him up from a chiyuv man. All right, let's take a note of where we got up to. Let's see.
So wait a minute. He's going back and
I'm just
going
to open the door for a second so we don't miss me.
So he's going back. First we said that he becomes chayav mamon for the moment that he's moshech the animal. Now we're saying that, well, not actually. That's a potential.
It can't be an actual chayav mamon because the animal is still alive and well. He hasn't shechted it yet. So therefore he just has to replace the animal. If he just has to replace it. So Why isn't that similar to the case of mizonos? The chiyuv mizonos is part of the chiyuv shmira, right? That already, once he obligates and commits himself through mashicha to guard the animal and protect the animal, not let it get weak. So part of, included in part of that chiyuv shmira is a chiyuv b'shas mashicha to provide the animal with whatever sustenance it needs. But a chiyuv ons in the Gemara says no. That's to pay for the hefsed hapara. As long as the parah is alive, well, that chiyuv is not chal. So we got up to here to Omar Rava. But what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, if you're still around after Mincha, is that still good for you?
I think so.
Okay, so we'll see how it goes. I want to get back to the sugya of Kim Levin Rav. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.